Both Feingold and fellow Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl sit on the committee that will hold hearings on the next Supreme Court nominee. Feingold says the court needs another Justice Stevens. He says Stevens continues to be effective even at age 90, including when he filed a lengthy dissent in the Citizens United decision that granted corporations and unions more power to influence elections.
And he didn't just file it, he got up there and read the whole darn thing and made all the other justices listen to it because they had made a pretty lousy decision and he let them know it.
Feingold says Stevens never let partisan politics guide his decisions on the bench. Stevens was appointed by President Gerald Ford, although his decisions have many times drawn the ire of Republicans. It takes a majority vote of the Senate to confirm a Supreme Court nominee, but some Republicans have said they could filibuster to block the president's choice. Feingold says he's confident that won't happen.
If people take Supreme Court nominations to the point of filibusters, our Senate's never going to work again. So hopefully, and I believe this to be the case, we will be able, after careful review, to be able to confirm the president's choice, assuming there isn't some other problem, ethical problem, or something we don't anticipate.
Feingold notes that the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed Justice Sonia Sotomayor last summer, with all Democrats and 9 Republican senators voting in favor of her confirmation. He also notes that vote came in the midst of the heated health care debate. Feingold made his remarks after speaking to a group of students at the state capitol in Madison. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.